This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half, he's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field!
I've been hearing that a lot.
The drive and the two!
He visited here this past weekend, sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right!
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Yeah. Let's go for a little ride.
And good evening. It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper. No Trevor Valise. No Hans D, because it's not Friday. But even now, we don't know.
We definitely don't know when Friday is. He didn't come in this Friday.
He didn't even
Friday.
Come in this what, Friday.
What's today?
Told us at like 3:58 that, hey, guys, I'm not going to be there. There's no who you got. I mean,
we're supposed to let him off the hook just because he can look dapper in a suit.
Yeah, and he did look good.
I mean, he did, but
he looked good.
Are we supposed to not be mad at him?
No, or yes? I mean, well, I don't know how to answer that. Yeah, I'm mad at him. These young kids anymore, you just can't trust them. Hey, 359-2255. If you'd like to weigh in, 359-2255. The I guess big news baseball wise of the day is Miles Michaelis is out for the season. Daniel Ponce de Leon will take his spot in the rotation for now, and we'll see. Of course, you've got, as we mentioned, you got a lot of options that you could start. Carlos Martinez will start tonight, so you're going to have Carlos, and then you're going to have Ponce de Leon joining there. Hey, Donnie from Long Branch joined us. He just popped in. I'm like, what's up? They're not open tonight, but he said he's been selling a ton of strips. And, of course, they'll be back open in Gifford tomorrow night. Go see Donnie. I need to get some more ribs. The ribs are incredible.
I need to get over there.
Yeah, we should.
We need to find a driver.
Yep. Yes.
And we'll go over, have some ribs, have a couple beers, and then someone will drive us home.
I totally agree. Mom, that call.
We'll do it safely.
And maybe Mom would buy.
Well, that would just.
That'd be, I mean, even better.
Be perfect, yeah.
She always says, I'll buy your food. I'm not buying it. And I'm like, that's fair, Mom. I think that's totally fair. All right, 359-2255, if you want to weigh in. A lot of the discussion we've had this week, and especially, well, today's Tuesday, so we've only had one other day this week, Lon. Good stuff. Yesterday, we talked about Kofi and Io, and of course, over the weekend, Io found out the news, confirmed the news, that he had been invited to the NBA tryout, and Kofi then has been invited to the NBA tryouts. I think we expected Io, right?
For sure.
The Kofi scares you. And again, I hate doing this because I'm happy for the kids. I'm happy for them. But it scares you. And, you know, that we always look at things and you wonder. Like when Miles Michaelis didn't start his projected game 3, in my mind, I'm like, something's wrong. Well, when Kofi just up and left Champaign and headed to New York, you don't ever want to overreact to things, but you try not to underreact as well. And certainly in my mind, I'm like, something is up.
Yeah. You can't be blind to it. I mean, the team is going through team workouts here, and the only people here aren't there are Io and Kofi. And we know how we've expected from Io in terms of his decision, and now Kofi is having to make that both by next Monday. And there's added incentive now to stay in the draft because there's a plan for a combine. Now, the NBA could help out. I know the NCAA is getting a lot of heat right now for not having an extended deadline for letting these players who are getting invited to go and then make their decision on whether to stay in or to come back to school.
Right.
But the NBA needs to put a actual plan in place with a date, with a location, with a format, because right now they're just getting invited to a dance that is just hypothetical.
Yeah, exactly.
So if Kofi and Io both have to decide here without getting additional feedback, I think Io's going to be comfortable with it. And I think a lot of fans, rightfully so, are uncomfortable right now about the thought of Kofi not being here and having to make a decision. And it seems like there's a real chance that he might not come back.
Okay. Well, this morning on the Jeremy Warner Show, Jeremy Wu joined Jeremy. Jeremy Wu is from Sports Illustrated, covers a lot of the NBA, et cetera, and college basketball.
Does mock drafts for them as well. Okay. So
he had a chance to join Jeremy. In case you haven't heard that, here it is. This is Jeremy Wu from this morning on the Jeremy Warner Show.
Well, Jeremy, I'm just update us on where this process is at. Like what NBA teams can do right now and what prospects can do right now.
Yeah. So teams obviously have had, a few months now to kind of go through this pre-draft process. It's largely conducting interviews, doing background, same type of things that would happen during a normal season, but obviously a longer timetable. I know, some teams obviously are in Orlando and have kind of shifted their priorities temporarily. Haven't been as focused on the draft lately. But then from a player perspective, obviously a lot of guys have made the final decision. There's still, I don't know the exact number, but there's still guys who are, waiting to, until this deadline next week to, announce what they're going to do. So it's just been a process, I think, of just getting as much feedback as possible and maximizing the time.
Yeah, for borderline guys, say like we've here in the Big Ten, I would assume Kofi Coburn and Luka Garza. I don't like the process that they have to make a decision before going through a combine or things like that, but how does that impact players? Like, how much can a player learn during the NBA draft combine or improve himself, his stock during a draft combine?
Yeah, not having a combine, is a change for sure. I think it's proven that it can be valuable if you show up and you play really well. Whether teams should or should not care about that, I think is a conversation that is had. But just always having a platform to play is helpful. So no one has that this year. In some ways it's a missed opportunity, but at the same time, I think from a team perspective, it matters less because you should have had enough time by now to do the best you can with the information available. I think.
Well, Jeremy, what do you think about Ayo Dosunmu? He's been basically saying, hey, I'm 99% in. He's going to listen to feedback. He's left the door open. But what do you think about him and the decision he's got to make coming up on Monday?
Yeah, everything I had heard surrounding him for a while has been that he is going to go into the draft, which, I guess is not surprising. I think he's in a position now where, I think he's done enough. As long as he feels comfortable, with the possibility of, being a second round pick, maybe going undrafted, I think he probably gets picked in the second round, is my guess. But as long as he's comfortable with that, it's an opportunity to, play professionally. And I think, with Illinois having guards coming in, probably makes it a little bit easier for both parties, for that to happen. I know there are scouts who really do like him. I'm kind of in the middle on him just because I don't know if I buy his shooting. But he has made some progress, and I think he'll have a chance to he'll end up in training camp somewhere and have a chance to make a team. So,
what do you think is his path to success in the NBA? Like, what his role could be?
Yeah, I've always thought he had potential to be a good defender. I don't know that he's fully done that yet, but I think when I was down there, it struck me he looked like he had gotten a little bit bigger. Physically, I think he'll be able to. Stay on the floor, but it's just a matter of, doing the small things to be a good defender when you're not, an elite athlete. And then I think, he's probably not going to be a point guard. So then it's just, if you're not playing on the ball all the time, what do you provide away from it? So the shooting is a big thing as well.
Talking with Jeremy Wu, Sports Illustrated NBA Draft Insider. Kofi Coburn, most of us have assumed he'd be coming back, but he gets the NBA Draft combine invite, and it seems more and more likely that he could stay in. Just what do you think of him as a prospect and the possibility of him actually going?
Yeah, I think to clarify on that, the list that came out, I don't know for sure if he was actually invited, but that list of names that came out, as far as I know, it was just like the top vote getters, right? So I think only six, if there were a combine, which I don't think there's going to be, I think it'll all be digital from all I understand, but
you know, the top 50 to 75 guys actually would go in that, if, you know, theoretically. It just, it's tough. This whole conversation is tough because we're speaking in the theoretical terms. But, you know, Kofi, you know, I would expect him to go back. I don't know if there's that much for him to gain going pro right now, especially in the center in a league where it's just hard to be a center. Kind of be replaceable, which I feel like I've said a billion times, but it's true. You know, from his perspective, you know, I think it's a positive that teams had an interest, you know, that he would be on that list, but, you know, I wouldn't take it as a guarantee that he would have been at the combine necessarily, just from my perspective. So.
Yeah, I mean, again, what do you think is his path? I mean, how much can he gain with a second season? Like, how much can his stock raise for the NBA with a second season at Illinois?
Yeah, I think for him it's going to be a lot about just getting in the best shape possible. You know, he's a huge guy. Obviously, you know, he's actually able to, you know, suddenly, you know, become a super mobile player. But I think just proving, especially right now if you're big, just proving you can get into the best shape you can, and just, like, maximizing your athletic ability is really crucial because you don't see a lot of guys who are really solid like that. I think a good example is, you know, Jahlil Okafor, you know, obviously Chicago guy, you know, was really, really good at Duke, you know, amazing year at Duke, and then gets to the NBA, and, you know, it's taken him years to, you know, really reform his body, and even now, you know, he is a player who, you know, is going off the bench, right? So, you know, for Kofi to, you know, follow that same pathway, again, he's different because he's a little bit bigger, but also not as skilled, right? So, there's no apples-to-apples thing here, but I think it's just going to be a matter of, you know, providing as much as he can, you know, into the locker room, and you know, finding all those little competitive advantages to stay on a roster because it's hard.
Jeremy, before we let you go, I want to ask you about another guy that Big Ten fans want to know about, Luka Garza. I mean, one of the National Player of the Year candidates last year, and some college fans might struggle with why wouldn't he go to the draft? Like, can he raise his stock anymore? But what do you think about him as an NBA prospect, and does he have a real decision to make? Like, is he a guy that NBA teams could take here?
You know, I think with the year he had, I wouldn't be totally shocked if someone picked him in the second round, but, you know, from my perspective, I'm not, he's not the type of player that I'm, like, super interested in. Just speaking for myself, you know, again, it just goes back to the center thing. It's like, you know, I hate to be, I know I don't want to come off as, like, dismissive of, like, a player's talent because it can sometimes sound like that, but again, it's just that the bar is really, really high for these guys to clear. And, you know, going from, you know, being the biggest guy on the court to not being the biggest guy on the court and then not having an athletic advantage or skill advantage, you know, for centers who don't really, like, block a ton of shots and don't, like, run a ton defensively, it's a big, big challenge. But, you know, obviously, Garza's a really good player. And, you know, at this point, I think it just depends on what he wants to do. You know, I don't know how much his stock will improve, and maybe if he, you know, shoots it a lot better or finds something to add to his game, you know, that could happen. But, again, it always comes down to, you know, you guys are making personal decisions and hard for us to know every element that goes into it. So.
That is Jeremy Wu from Sports Illustrated, who joined Jeremy Warner's show this morning. And, of course, mentioned about Iowa, second rounder. And then with regards to Kofi, he mentioned, you know, I don't know if he's going to get drafted, and I don't know that it's true that he's been invited to the combine. So I don't know. I don't know what to think.
I would think that it is true about the combine invite, but yeah, he's expressing as a guy who talks to NBA executives, and his job is to project the draft. He's super skeptical about Kofi in this particular draft and just his NBA future right now. And I think Kofi still has a lot to prove for as good of a year that he actually had in college basketball.
For those of us, Derek, we're going to do this one more time. For those of us that grew up with basketball and knowing the guys like Shaq and Bill Russell, I know that's a big, you know, big difference there. Patrick Ewing, Hakeem Olajuwon, these big guys.
Alonzo Mourning.
These big guys that made a great impact in the NBA. For those of us that grew up with that and look at a guy like Kofi and think it's a no-brainer that he would play in the NBA, that's not the case anymore. And explain a little bit as to why.
It's just the style of the game that has changed. And the Lakers, I know that they'll play JaVale McGee, who isn't a threat outside of the paint. He's just going to dunk all over people and block shots. But they can put out lineups where Anthony Davis is their center, and Anthony Davis can handle the ball like a guard and play on the perimeter and shoot threes. And you have to be able – there's such a value on spacing the floor and being able to knock down perimeter jump shots. And if Kofi, to this point, has shown he can – he's flashed a little bit of a mid-range game. Obviously, look at his free throw number. So he's got nice touch.
Yeah.
Can he extend it beyond from three? That's something that I think that he could do with some work. Again, it'd be something that he could prove and show by coming back to college, but then also just becoming more athletic. It's an up-and-down game. He's going to have to be able to defend – laterally, side to side. Illinois did a good job of, or just were realistic about what he could do defensively and didn't ask him to switch on the guards or anytime a team ran a ball screen or a pick and pop, Kofi just kind of sagged back into the paint and wasn't really doing a whole lot there. And one thing that he did get exposed on were those bigs that could, a Garza or a Wesson who could pick and pop and then knock down the three when Kofi couldn't get out there. So the whole traditional big man who runs from one block to the other block,
it's done.
Possession after possession, that's just not the game anymore.
Okay. Who had a more productive season, Myers Leonard as a sophomore at Illinois or Kofi Coburn as a freshman? Kofi was, I think, Big Ten. I do too.
Without the numbers in front of me.
And this will prove the point with what you're explaining is that Myers Leonard, with numbers less than Kofi, and this isn't something I'm doing to rip on Myers Leonard, but Myers Leonard's numbers as a sophomore may be comparable, but I don't think as good as Kofi. And Myers Leonard was a lottery draft pick. If that explains how basketball is changing, because Myers can shoot from the outside, he's gotten a lot better, but he can shoot from the outside. He can run up and down the court. And Kofi, maybe not yet to that point. And I'm happy for Myers, and I'll be extremely happy for Kofi as well if he makes it. I'm just trying to prove the point as to how it's changed and why a guy like Kofi, when you look at it and say, okay, who would you rather have at Illinois? Would you rather have had freshman year Kofi or sophomore year Myers? I'm probably going freshman year Kofi, knowing what he did on the defensive end. But yet, Myers Leonard was a lottery pick in the NBA, and Kofi may not be drafted at all.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's hard to understand.
Right. If you did the past decade or whatever, if you're choosing that sophomore year Myers versus freshman, I'm taking Kofi. I think Kofi might even have beat him up a little bit.
Yeah.
Not that Myers wasn't built. He was muscular, even more so now, but it's funny, their numbers, just in terms of points and rebounds, what we usually go to for big men, were nearly the same. Myers is a sophomore, averaged 13.6. We'll round it up to 14 because I know you like that.
And this, you know what, though? In this, we better do the 13.6.
Let's be exact. Okay. 13.6 and 8.2 rebounds.
Okay.
Last year, Kofi, 13.3 and 8.8 rebounds.
Wow. So a little bit higher on rebounds, a little bit lower on points.
Now, Myers had a little bit more, a few more blocks.
Okay.
So 1.9 blocks per game for Myers, 1.4 blocks per game for Kofi. But, yeah, you brought up a good point there with Myers now shooting threes in the NBA, and I would have needed to look this up to know this. Myers is a sophomore, or his career at Illinois, so 2 years from three, 1 for 12.
Wow.
So he hadn't shown that at all.
And still was a lottery pick. That is crazy. To the normal person, that makes zero sense.
I know.
That makes zero sense to me. Zero. And certainly, I don't think Myers has had the lottery pick impact in the NBA. I think that's fair to say.
Not a controversial take at all.
No. Now that you've seen his career, and he's had a long career, and he's made a lot of money, and listen, he's getting better. And he's a guy that, I mean, last year in the playoffs where he almost...
Western Conference Finals.
I mean, he was like a stud. But if you look at it, he's been a little bit of a bust with regards to where he was drafted. So technically, Myers maybe should have been, I don't know what, late first round with the career he's had or even early second. But that's easier to put in your head than it is to look at his sophomore year and see the numbers and then look at Kofi's freshman year and see the numbers, and then I tell you that one was a lottery pick and the other one won't be drafted. It makes so much, it blows my mind.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where I'm like, whoever is projecting these mock drafts this year is so wrong, they're ridiculous, because Kofi's going to go number 20. But these guys are not that wrong when it comes to mock drafts. Hardly ever.
Not supposed to be.
No. And it's very rare that all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait, where did that come from? That guy got selected 16th. He was projected in the second round. So I just don't think they're that far off. But it just makes zero sense to the average person to hear that. It makes zero sense.
Yeah, and it might be Kofi sitting there like, what the heck, man?
Right.
You see the season that I had and how much, obviously there were some games where he had some freshman growing pains, but he was dominant.
Yes.
And a game changer for Illinois. And he might be sitting there thinking that if he just gets an opportunity, he'll be able to show that he belongs. You know,
that's a good
you
point.
Talk about the style of play. I'm going to do my thing and people are going to have to adjust to me too.
Yep. Yeah, and you could easily see, I could easily see Kofi being taken late in the second round by a team that gives him the best opportunity to play, and after however many years he's been in the NBA, that Myers in there like 8 years or more? But whatever, I could.
Yeah, his final year at Illinois was 11-12.
Wow. So I could easily see Kofi being a late second round pick and having the same impact in the NBA that Myers Leonard has had. And I'd be happy. I'm happy for both of them. And I'm extremely excited to always know that Myers Leonard from Illinois, you know, well, he's from Illinois, but from the University of Illinois is in the NBA, because there's not enough of those guys right now. And that's why we've gone through a decade of what we went through. This is part of the reason. You don't have any of those guys in the league. I know Darren represented for a long time and represented well. You just don't have enough guys in the league. So it helps your program to get an IO and to get a Kofi into the NBA and hope that they produce. That doesn't hurt you, I'll put it that way. But certainly we as the common fan, and I take out the hope for both of those kids, because I do want to see IO and Kofi. I want the best for both of them. I know every Illinois fan would as well, but it's okay to be selfish as well and say, if they came back, this is a top five team in the country, or a top 10 at the least. If Kofi comes back, this is a top 25 team and a sure NCAA tournament team. If neither one of them come back, now you're talking maybe a bubble team. And that's what is facing Illinois fans between now, not to pick up the stress level that we have already going in this country. That is what we face come Monday. Where's Jimmy Buffett? Come Monday, it'll be all right. Maybe not.
It might not be.
Maybe not. So that's what we got. Kent just said, if Kofi isn't ready, how do you think the great bigs from back in the day would do in today's league? It's a good question. Shaq was just so big that I think he would still. I mean, are there still big, big guys that are drafted high?
Andre Drummond is the one that comes to mind.
Okay.
Obviously still a all-star caliber,
yeah,
or top, you know, 10 big in the league.
Can we
or he
go,
was a couple years ago.
Can we go through last year's draft and see if there was really a big man, even the last two drafts, and see if there was a big man comparable to Kofi's size that went, and where did they go?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that. Plus, we need to talk a little NFL, and if we don't get to it, we'll get to it tomorrow. We'll also talk some baseball. If you want to weigh in, 359-2255, that's 217-359-2255. It's The Drive.
Long's Garage, the oldest auto repair facility in Champaign-Urbana, deals with engine repairs, transmissions, brakes, suspensions, electrical, air conditioning. But one thing they pride themselves on in the one-stop shop for vehicle repairs is tires. Kumho Tires is having an instant rebate sale. If you buy a set of four Kumho passenger tires, you get a $60 credit. If you have a truck and buy a set of four light truck tires, you get $120 credit. So go on to Long's Garage at 503 East Main Street, or schedule an appointment at 217-367-3942.
Welcome to the biggest thing in tacos since tacos. Introducing the Taco Perfecto from Taco John's. That's right, we said it. Perfecto. Spanish for perfect. We designed it with an extra long shell to give you the best bite every bite. Choose between seasoned beef, grilled chicken, or upgrade to hand-carved sirloin steak. Sure, it was hard to perfect, but it's easy to eat. The Taco Perfecto from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Loud and clear, better, good times. Good Vibes, your local Dish retailer. You've heard me crow about the Dish Hopper 3. It's the best DVR system on the planet. And Dish is the value leader in TV service. So maybe it's time to look over that cable bill, because we've got a new deal that's fantastic. Now that we're not so cooped up, home security is more important than ever. You can make your home safer with a Google Nest Hello Video Doorbell. Answer the door when you're not home. See who's at your door, even at night. Add sensors and it can record video so you see who was on premise, even if you weren't. It's the coolest smart home product ever, and now you can get one on us. Just sign up for Dish with the Hopper 3, and you'll upgrade your TV, and we'll upgrade your home security, no extra charge.
Offer ends 9/30/20. Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Requires internet connection.
FDA findings and scientific studies indicate that ingredients found in many chemical sunscreens may cause damage to humans and the environment. To choose a safe sunscreen, look for active ingredients non-nano zinc oxide or non-nano titanium dioxide. More info at safesunscreencouncil.org.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring surface is your first stop.
We've all been stuck at home, looking at all the things we'd like to change about where we live. Well, Flooring Surfaces is here to help. The summer of savings starts now with discounted pricing on hundreds of the best floors around. Select in-stock hardwoods are cut by 50%. Double discounts on laminate floors and premium imported tiles start at just $125 per square foot. Flooring Surfaces stocks over 1 million square feet of flooring, so you will find a tile, hardwood, carpet, or waterproof vinyl floor that will freshen your space and save you money. We are a local business that's open to serve you in a clean and safe environment. Call 398-1990 to set up a personalized showroom experience or a safe in-home consultation. Then get ready to save with Flooring Surfaces.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
Introducing the U of I Community Credit Union's Business Bounce Back Contest. At the U of I Community Credit Union, it's all about campus and community. And now we're helping local businesses spread their message after these difficult past few months. Go to steviejay.com and sign up your business to win one of three $1,000 ad campaigns. The U of I Community Credit Union is always looking for ways to do more good. And this is just one more way we can do our part. So go to steviejay.com and sign up your business today. No purchase necessary. Winners to be selected during the week of August 3rd.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is now back open for business at the corner of 6th and Green in Campustown. Head down, take advantage of great clearance deals. Short sleeve t-shirts are one for $4.99 or five for only $20. Other clearance items are marked down up to 50% off. For the best selection of Fighting Illini gear in Campustown, visit the official fan store of the Fighting Illini. Game Day Spirit.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
The Long Branch is open. The Long Branch is open. Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford is now reopened for indoor seating. Stop by and let Donnie cook you up terrific steaks, burgers, pork chops, ribs, and so much more. The wait is finally over because Long Branch Steakhouse is now open for indoor seating. And with their full regular menu available, you simply can't go wrong. Stop by Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. and let Donnie give you a meal you won't soon forget at 310 South Main Street, downtown Gifford.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Their slogan, we have it when you need it. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials as well as safety equipment all available. Call 402-8123. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
Right now, we all feel a little disconnected. For seniors living alone, the isolation can be overwhelming. Connect with an older loved one and have the conversation of a lifetime at StoryCorpsConnect.org/AARP. A message from AARP, StoryCorps, and the Ad Council.
It's the Jeremy Warner Show. Weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lance Derek Piper. Cardinals Twins tonight. Homer Bailey for the Twins.
Oh, I meant to pull those stats,
we've got
to
do that before the show's up. Homer
Cardinals
Bailey.
Cardinals lineup's out, by the way.
Oh, it is? It's the same as opening day, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It's the same exact
Wong,
lineup.
Edmund, Goldschmidt, DeYoung, Carp, DH, Molina, Fowler, O'Neill, Bader.
Okay. That's not bad. I guess we'll see. That lineup is 2-0.
Good call.
Because you put Lane Thomas, my guy, in center on Sunday.
The lineup gets one run.
Yeah, that's my bad. See? But Mike Schilt learned from that and put Bader back in because, you know, Bader's doing such a great job offensively.
No, he's not. Very intrigued to see what kind of Carlos we get tonight.
I know. Can you just bring up Homer Bailey before we get into the NBA? And then keep on me about the NBA because you know how I get on these things where all of a sudden we'll get to the end of the show. I'm like, oh, we didn't go through that. White Sox and Indians, we'll try to get a score update on that. They're in the they're playing a doubleheader tonight in Cleveland. And, of course, Reds-Cubs game two tonight as well. So we'll get you up to speed on that. It's just nice to talk baseball. And Homer Bailey, while you're looking up that, I'll look up you got to give me a second.
Homer Bailey here. I'm doing his career. So
okay.
His career stats against the Cardinals. His name's Homer, and he has given up the most homers of his career to the Cardinals, which is here in 28 starts against the Cardinals, he's allowed 26 home runs.
Wow. So almost a home run a game.
That's right. His career record against the Cardinals is 6-16 with a 5.80 ERA.
Okay. Well, you're going to need 5.08 runs tonight.
That's right.
If you're going to even be in the game against the Minnesota Twins. So we'll see. And who knows? Carlos may be able to come out and just dominate. By the way, on ESPN, Major League Baseball postpones all Marlins games through Sunday. So they are postponing Miami's next six games. And, of course, that's going to start messing with other teams needing to play these games. I know we laugh and say, well, just get the Marlins out of the league. They're not going to make the playoffs anyway, even though, that, by the way, they're 2-1. But now you're messing with whoever is supposed to play the Marlins. And not only that, but let's say it's the Braves that are supposed to play the Marlins. They're missing out on maybe possible wins. And then the Phillies aren't. Or, you know, the Nationals aren't. So that's what you've got here, and this is going to be an issue. Certainly, you don't have another team like TBT. They had other teams in the wings that were like, well, you know what, Miami messed up. We're throwing in, you know, Team Johnson, and by the way, you're 2-1. That'd be a cool thing to do, but that is not how that is working out. Cleveland, by the way, they're in the top of the eighth inning in Cleveland, and the White Sox trail 4-2 but have the bases loaded right now. Well, no, wait. They got out of the eighth. Never mind. That was quick. So the Indians get out of that. So we go to the top of the eighth. It looks like 4-2 Indians beating the White Sox right now. They're in that game, first game of a doubleheader. Who's going for the Cubbies and who's going for the Carlos Rodon goes game two for the White Sox against Adam Plutko for the
Indians. No one knows who that is.
You don't know Plutko?
I do not know Plutko.
I don't either. And I don't see a Cubs-Reds. Where's that at?
Alec Mills Trevor Maul.
Oh, that's right. Have you ever done the thing that you can actually, I've done this for hockey players before, where I'm like, pronounce Tarasenko's name, and it's some nerd that goes, Tarasenko. I wonder if you could get that for Trevor or Tyler Maul.
It is Tyler. I was calling him Trevor.
Trevor, that's all right.
He's got Trevor on my mind because he's posting passive-aggressive shots at us on Twitter.
All right, somebody did say, Ryan Monticello, where did Bruno from Maryland go? Here's what happened. In case you just joined us, we just had a conversation about Kofi possibly going to the NBA Combine, and if he enters the NBA draft, even though nobody projects him to get drafted. And I said to Derek, What were his numbers compared to Myers-Leonard's sophomore year? They were exactly the same, essentially 13 points and 8 rebounds. Myers was a lottery pick in the NBA draft. Kofi is not even projected to be picked in both rounds. And to the average person, it makes no sense. That makes zero sense to me.
Even for those who would say, well, Myers shoots the three. Well, Myers was 1 for 12 in his career at Illinois from three, so he hadn't shown that yet.
So Portland had no idea that he was going to turn into a pretty good three-point shooter for his, but they saw something in him. Whether or not he could get down the court quicker.
Saw the touch, too. The athleticism. I mean,
yeah,
he has
no doubt.
Some serious hops and all
big
of
time.
That.
Big time. So they saw all that, and that got him into the lottery, and we don't know if Kofi's even going to get drafted. So I asked you to compare the last couple of drafts, some of the big men, and do they compare with Kofi? Now, the one thing I kind of forgot about Kofi, because he has basically remade his body a little bit since he got on campus. His muscles still there, his body weight down, so he's slimmed up. So, he's not this guy, even though you kind of look at him sometimes and you're like, man, he's like Shaq. But he actually is built, not that Shaq isn't muscular, you know what I mean, but kind of lean with some muscles, but he's still a big dude.
As lean as a 7-foot dude built like that can be.
Right. So how do we compare? I know Bruno Fernando from
wasn't
Maryland.
Wasn't as tall. He's 6'3". Now he's
6'3"?
Or not 6'3".
Oh, I was like,
6'9".
Oh, okay.
Why did I say 6'3"?
That's all right.
He was the 34th. I saw a 3 in front of me. So 34th overall in the last draft. He went to the Sixers, but he's with the Hawks now.
Okay.
And he was actually on their NBA roster. So a lot of these guys get picked and then they get stashed in the G League.
Got it.
To develop. But Fernando played, I think, quite a few games, most of his games up with the Hawks. He's 6'9", but he's 233.
What is Kofi?
He's 7'280".
Wow. So 50 pounds he's got on Fernando, or on Bruno. Okay,
but
so
they're similar as far as they're similar
their
in build
style,
and style for the most part. Bruno's more explosive.
Mm-hmm. I agree,
but not a guy that you saw shooting threes
in
college.
Who's the big guy from Maryland that was shooting threes last
Jalen
year?
Jalen Smith.
That's who I'm
Stick
thinking
Smith.
Of.
Smith.
Stick. So that's a guy, Jalen Smith, that's projected to go in the first round, I believe.
Late first, I think.
Or late first or early second. And it's, again,
Turu.
Yeah, that's true. Another guy projected late first, I think, what I saw with him. The majority of the mocks at least had him late first. So Diamond Stone, a guy that came into this league with a lot of,
he was a huge recruit from Maryland at the time.
Guy out of Wisconsin. And he did not get drafted, I don't think. Or if he did, it was late.
40th.
Oh, he was 40th. Okay,
2016, but I don't know if he's played maybe outside of his first year. He played 7 games with the Clippers.
Wow.
And who knows where that guy's been. I've looked it up, so he's been in the G League.
He played TBT this year.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I think he told me that. Yeah, he told me that.
So we may, listen, House of Pain may have Kofi in about 4 years.
Hey, Mike Littell would be okay with that.
Yeah, he would. I certainly hope Kofi is not playing on the TBT team in 4 years. I hope he's making a lot of money somewhere, and he will be, I would assume. I just don't know if it's going to be in the NBA. Is there anybody else in this last year's draft that stands out as someone with the same, I guess I'm asking you to look at their height and weight and tell me if there's anybody that has the similarities in height and weight to Kofi in that draft?
Bruno's really the only one in last year's draft, and if it tells you anything, only 3 centers got picked in the first round. One of those was Jackson Hayes, who was at Texas, and he's more of a long, lanky, athletic type of big. And then another one from Serbia. His first name is Goga.
Yeah.
And I'm not even going to try.
Named after a cheese.
Fact. Not even going to try to embarrass myself and do the last name here. And then also
Goga Dradranovic,
Mifuandu Kina Cabangeli.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Wow. So what is his height?
He went to Florida State. I think he's like 7'3" or something.
Holy
smokes. No, I was wrong. You can just guess 7'3" for Florida State and probably be
right,
somewhere in the right. in the ballpark. But he's 6'9", 250.
Okay. But a bigger, 250. So isn't that amazing? I know you can't sit there and go through every pick. It just blows my mind that is the case with Kofi. And maybe if he comes back another year, Myers came back another year. And if Kofi has, Myers' freshman year, he didn't do much at all. And then his sophomore year, he was pretty stinking good. And, if Kofi comes back next year, he is a guy, I think. We talk about how Luca Garza is not a guy that could really help himself that much more. And I don't mean that in a bad way, because he was Big Ten Player of the Year. He was probably top three in National Player of the Year voting. He scored a lot. He did everything, in my mind, he needed to do to show off to NBA scouts. And if you came back and, got hurt or didn't shoot at a better clip than what you shot last year, then, you could maybe hurt yourself in that regard. But Kofi, I think, is a guy that would come back and just continue to get better, because the stride he made from the opener to the close against Iowa is incredible. How much he played more minutes. He had more block shots. I know he would have games that would frustrate you because he'd miss bunnies. But for the most part, he everything about his game looked so much different the last game of the year against Iowa than it did the very first game of the year against Lewis or whoever.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was all areas, obviously physically, with his ability to defend. Those were things that weren't necessarily things that he did well coming out of high school. And it was a lot of growth for him in a year. And you figure that he could build on that and do it for one more season. And he'd be in a position that, I said it on the podcast today with Jeremy, if Luka Garza stays in the draft and Kofi were to come back, who's to say Kofi couldn't be the Big Ten Player of the Year?
I agree. Totally agree.
So, we said it right there. He had the same stats as a Myers Leonard as a sophomore who was a lottery pick. His stats were far better than a Bruno Fernando, who was like a top 50, similar range for Maryland. They were comparable his freshman year to Bruno's sophomore year before he left. I just think there are certain areas you could nitpick and say that obviously he needs to get a little bit more mobile.
Yeah.
And if he continues to trim up a little bit more, you don't want to take away his physicality.
Right.
But can he defend in space a little bit better? Can he shoot the three a little bit just to show that he has that in his game, or even just some mid-range? But there's a lot of potential upside. And I think that another year of showing it in college would really further the chance that an NBA team takes a chance on him versus this year if he goes to a draft and doesn't get picked, and then where do you go from there?
Right. And don't keep in mind, to your point, he did that in a league that was known for big men last year.
That's right.
Like, out of nowhere, we're like, holy crap, every team in the Big Ten has a really good center. You could just go down the list, and I won't do it now, but you could go down the list and almost, I think, 12 of the 14 teams had a legitimate, I don't think Northwestern did.
No.
Rutgers did with Miles Johnson.
Nebraska, but yeah.
Yeah, Nebraska. Yeah, I think it was Rutgers. Nebraska and Northwestern were really the only two teams that didn't have that legit, solid big man. And Kofi was able to do that against them. And when I say to your point, I'm talking about if Garza leaves, now coming back next year, you got what? Reavers at Wisconsin.
Trace Jackson Davis will be back.
At Indiana. You would assume Xavier Tillman leaves,
right?
Up at Michigan State. Michigan, they've got Wagner, but is he really a big man?
He's like a wing.
You had Teske, is he back?
Teske's gone.
He's gone.
Watkins is gone.
Garza would be gone. Garza and their other big guy for Kreiner. Iowa. Kreiner was gone.
Harms is gone.
Miles Johnson.
Trevion Williams.
Yeah, he'd be back for Purdue, and Miles Johnson would be back for Rutgers. But
Weston's gone.
Weston's gone. You name those guys that are coming back and tell me Kofi's not the best of that bunch. I'm taking him over Reavers. I don't know about now Jackson.
Well, he beat him out for freshman year.
He did. He did. Trace made a heck of a rally. But you're right. Those are the two best big men if Kofi comes back. I know it's easy to be us and tell him to come back. it makes all the sense in the world, Kofi. Come back. But, you know.
There's still a lot to gain for him.
I totally agree. Totally agree. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and wrap things up. Get you ready for baseball tonight. It is The Drive.
Wait, Lon, it's not drive time yet.
I can't wait any longer, Derek. These deals are too good to be true.
What kind of deals?
Well, the best prices on new Hondas, used Hondas, pre-owned trucks, BMWs, and so much more.
Wow, big time.
Can you and Trevor handle the show today? I've got to get down to Honda BMW at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Sure. But can't you search for vehicles on their website?
Oh, that's right. What's the address again?
They're online at drivechampagne.com.
The goal at PDR Automotive in Urbana is a simple one, to provide you with the safe, reliable transportation in your vehicle. They aren't just after the quick fix to get you back on the road, but instead have two main priorities. They want you to feel safe in your automobile, and they want you satisfied with their work. PDR has been in business since 1973 for a reason. They give quality service and will explain every turn of the wrench. So call them the next time your car or truck has an issue at 367-9481, or visit them on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
Are you at your best when the whistle blows? With Carl Sports Medicine, you can jump higher, run faster, and be on your game every time. Take advantage of our professional athletic training services, plus injury prevention and free sports medicine walk-in clinics with injury experts. Get ready to reach your personal best. Visit carl.org/sportsmedicine or call 217-383-9400. Carl, official medical provider of Fighting Illini Athletics.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
We've all been stuck at home, looking at all the things we'd like to change about where we live. Well, Flooring Surfaces is here to help. The summer of savings starts now with discounted pricing on hundreds of the best floors around. Select in-stock hardwoods are cut by 50%. Double discounts on laminate floors and premium imported tiles start at just $125 per square foot. Flooring Surfaces stocks over 1 million square feet of flooring, so you will find a tile, hardwood, carpet, or waterproof vinyl floor that will freshen your space and save you money. We are a local business that's open to serve you in a clean and safe environment. Call 398-1990 to set up a personalized showroom experience or a safe in-home consultation. Then get ready to save with Flooring Surfaces.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces.
Illini fans, Jet's Pizza has been making the best pizza on the planet for 40 years. They've always been committed to quality, like hand-pressed dough, fresh mozzarella, and sauce made from Mama Jet's secret family recipe, all baked to perfection. It takes more work, but take one bite and you'll get it. Now, get a large barbecue chicken pizza for $13.99 using code BBQ. And don't forget to flavorize your crust for free. Jet's, better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper. You guys have weighed in a lot today. Craig asked a good question. Can you think of anyone in a similar position to Garza that ruined his draft status by coming back to college? We were thinking about it. It's hard to, unless you just know somebody immediately, like somebody out listening right now would be like, oh, boom. Nothing's coming to me right now. It's a great question.
Not unless it's an injury.
Yeah, right. Good call.
Obviously, that would That would really affect it. As you said, I'm sure there's an example that I just can't think about at the top.
Bill says, why wouldn't a team like Cleveland or Orlando that can't get top free agents build a more traditional style offense that doesn't require super athletic bigs? That fair? I guess maybe because the rest of the league has super athletic bigs.
And they'd be able to guard them.
Yeah, they'd probably worry about that, would be my guess. But then again, you have traditional bigs that now that team has to guard you. You know, I think it was Bill Self that used to say, I'm not as worried about us guarding them. I'm worried about them guarding us. And in other words, what he meant by that was not that he didn't want defense. He wanted to produce mismatches all over the court. And if it wasn't Bill, it may have been Kruger, it may have been Bruce, but I thought it was a great quote. Yeah. I'm not as worried about them or us guarding them as I am me. You know, I can't say it now. I just said it. But essentially, I wanted to get mismatches all over the court to where their big man has to guard my big man that can go out and shoot. So that's kind of a, you know, that's kind of where we're at. But I don't know, man. I tell you what, we're doing a lot of chatting about this, and on Monday, I guess we'll find out. And now, is it official? It is official Monday.
It will be official unless the NCAA pushes it back.
Okay. And I know somebody earlier, it may have been Bill again, said, why is it on the NBA to do this? This should be college that does this. But, you know, the other factor you got to keep in mind is if we play college basketball. No, wait, we said we'd quit doing that. When we play college basketball, I mean, coaches like Brad Underwood and Fran McCaffrey, they need to know this stuff.
They do. I know Brad would wait if he thought it would benefit him potentially.
Yeah, honestly, Derek, at this point.
Especially this year. Like, let's not make it a every year type of deal.
Right. But normally, right, the combine is before you have to say you're going.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
That is a fact. This is the year that Brad Underwood would wait. Because let's be honest, if he loses Kofi, he's not going to go replace him with a grad transfer, I don't think, unless I'm really numb to the idea.
Something pops up here soon. Nothing out there right now screams, here's your replacement.
And it would almost have to be somebody going, listen, if Kofi goes, if he stays in the NBA, I'm going to Illinois. I mean, you know, it would have to be somebody at, like, I don't know, Dartmouth. That knows that he
Boudreaux
2.0? Yeah, right. and I'm pretty positive there's probably not a guy out there that's just waiting on Kofi to make a decision so that he can make a decision. So really, if you're Brad, you can wait. You'd love if the NCAA pushed that back.
Right.
In fact, you would really love that because there's a chance Kofi could go there, and Io, I guess, and they could say, look, big fella, you're a good player, but you're not ready. So you know that Brad is hoping that gets pushed back.
For sure.
I don't know.
Carlos going to have a good start tonight or no?
Can I tell you what Andrew just told me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I said, I have 4 pieces of sweet corn. Does something sound good with that? Because I'm making dinner tonight, right? And he goes,
I don't know.
He goes, no, I said that. And he goes, I don't know. Water does. This is what I deal with on a daily basis. I am looking forward to Carlos tonight, but I'm worried because you're facing the Twins.
I know.
You know what? I'm not going to be scared of the Twins. We got baseball to watch tonight.
Probably a lot of runs, but yeah, it's going to be exciting.
You better score some runs tonight. You better score some runs. I'm going to go a prediction here. Cardinals win it 7-5.
Okay, I'm down with that.
Carlos does not factor in. How about you? Give me a quick one. Got to go.
Cardinals 8-6.
I love it. Silence for 2 seconds. It is the drive.
Dear area chiropractors, we, the team members of Two Men in a Truck, apologize for potentially taking businesses away from you. We know that every move we perform with our professionally trained movers who use proper lifting techniques may take a patient from you. Less muscle strains, fewer back out of whack, but many happily moved clients. Keep up the great work, area chiropractors. We support you. Sincerely, your friends at Two Men in a Truck and TwoMenChampagne.com. That's a smart move.
It's the hottest sale of the summer, and it's happening at Game Day Spirit on Neal Street. The 3rd annual Epic Clearance event is Friday, July 31st through Sunday, August 2nd. Incredible deals on Illini tees from $4, hats from $5, polos from $15, and more. Find great deals for every Illini fan in your family. Follow Game Day Spirit on Facebook for exclusive previews. Don't miss this epic sale July 31st through August 2nd at the Game Day Spirit location at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign. And go Illini.
At Mettler Center, our massage team knows stressors have been high. Increased stress can have a profound effect on your body, leading to pain, fatigue, irritability, and low-quality sleep. Our massage team is here to help. We provide client-centered bodywork in a safe space for you to relax and unwind. Do something for you to feel your best both mentally and physically. Schedule today by calling 356-6543 or visiting MettlerCenter.com.
First Responder of the Month, brought to you by Engelbrick Grills and Cookers, building award-winning grills in Paxton, Illinois. Visit grillsandcookers.com. Why do you love it?
Two things. Like, one, every day we get the opportunity to help someone in need. You know, they call 911 with a problem, and we get to go out. We're there in, you know, 3 or 4 minutes, and we help solve their problem, you know, try to make their day a little better. The second is the people I work with. So our schedule is a little bit different than most. We work 24 hours on and 48 hours off is our standard schedule. And